Now, what about when you, did you milk the cows yourself?
Well, no, I must say that's one thing on the farm that I never did do.
Mm-hmm.
My father had a colored person that did the milking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd get up real early in the morning and come and milk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my father could milk and my mother could too.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't so much.
Yeah. Would you know of a term that they would have when they were milking to try to get the cow to stand still?
Yeah, I faintly remember that. It's been a long time since we really had cows.
Mm-hmm. What did they milk? What did they put the milk in?
Well, they put it in the milk bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had large pans that would put the milk in before we had refrigeration. And then my mother had white cloths that she put over the milk pans.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing could get in.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was real careful with milk. And then she would skim the milk to make whipped cream or skim the milk to make butter.
Mm-hmm.
We churned out of almost pure cream.
Hmm. What were the milk buckets made of?
The first milk buckets I remember were tin buckets. Bought them. And then later on we had enamel buckets.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember having any made of wood?
No, but there were some wood buckets here in the south, in the smokehouse loft when I first remember.
Mm-hmm.
Some water buckets made of cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And milk buckets too, made of cedar wood. And when I first remember here, the water was drawn out of this open well out here. I've got it closed now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't even get water out of the well now. We keep it open because electricity should never go off. In freezing weather, we could open that up and draw water out of the bucket, see, without a fire or anything. And we used to have wooden bucket chair, and they had a wooden board that fitted over the bucket.
To cover, like a lid?
Yeah, so nothing could get in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have two dippers, one for white and one for black.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the black people knew what that dipper was.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have a spring down there. We had the same thing. Had two gourds at the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We used to use a lot of gourds here a long time ago. My aunts and uncles did, my grandparents. We had all kinds of gourds. I've got some in my museum out there that date back to the Revolution for putting gunpowder in and shot. And then they had gourds for dipping water.
Mm-hmm.
They had gourds for putting soap grease in, great big gourds. Larger and cut off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have fishing gourds to put fish bait in.
Hmm.
But gourds are fascinating. I planted some myself. Mm-hmm. They'd have martin gourds. The martin birds would keep the hawks away.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks away from the chickens here. Everybody raised chickens.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I first remember, of course, it was before the Depression, and then during the Depression. And we just raised everything to eat at home back then.
Right, uh-huh.
And my mother canned a lot. We didn't even have electricity.
Uh-huh. Did you have chickens and let them sit on the eggs and hatch out?
Oh, yes, uh-huh, yeah. We've done that the last few years. We had 27 in, and we got a Great Dane dog, and she killed every one of them the same day. Same day. Killed my peafowl, too. I had peafowl and the peacocks would walk around the yard. And, we set hens. I've set them many times.
What do you call the hens that are?
The setting hens.
Okay. Would you have one term that would cover all of the types of chickens or turkeys or geese or one particular comprehensive word for all of those? You were going to feed them all or something?
Well, not necessarily. We had